Water ground mill. It's a mill that's run by the pressure of water on the stones. It's expensive corn mill.
Oh, awesome.
Uh-huh. Comes higher than the regular mill. We got some other day out in San Marcos, down in New Braunfels.
Yeah, they've got that.
No, San Marcos, that's where we got it.
Oh, yeah. but they've got a mill.
Well, they got one at San Marcos too, out there in the park. We saw them grinding the mill out there.
What's the difference between hush puppies and other kinds of cornbread?
Well, hush puppies are fried in deep fat and little patties like, and you make the fried cornbread or the baked cornbread in a skillet.
Mm-hmm.
Make it in the oven or on top of the stove. You want to make the patties, make them on top of the stove like you would a pancake.
Did you ever hear of them making cornbread just on a board that you put in the ashes of a fire? You ever hear them doing that?
No.
Okay.
I've eaten cornbread is made in an old skillet that you put on the fireplace and put charcoal on top of it, and actually it's called a Dutch oven.
That's good. That's probably the very best kind.
It is. It's delicious.
Let's see. Have you ever heard of a kind of cornbread that you boil in cheesecloth with beans or greens, and then maybe you boil it with some chicken too? Have you ever heard of that kind of cornbread?
No.
Okay. Have you ever heard of the kind of cornbread that you cook in a deep pan and you dish it out sort of like mashed potatoes? It's soft?
No.
I've talked to some people that say that's real good. I know, I've never had it, but
any kind of cornbread would be good.
Yeah, I agree. let's see. Oh, wait. Cornbread's gotta be good. My husband's grandmother makes the best cornbread dressing I've ever had in my whole life. Oh, it's really good. She's probably 85 or 86, and she still cooks for the whole clan when they come in. You know, they live in Nashville, Tennessee, and when the whole clan gathers, there's quite a few people. You know, she'll cook the whole bunch.
Mm-hmm.
And she sends us candy and stuff at Christmas, you know, and sometimes some cornbread. I swear. What do you call that kind of bread that's round and has a hole in it and sweet? It's fried in deep fat, usually.
Donut.
Okay. What all different kinds of donuts are there?
Oh, I don't know. It's Jack and Jill got about a dozen different kinds of donuts.
I'm such a sucker for donuts. I'm not real big on candy, but I could eat donuts all day. What do you call the kind there's a kind of donut that's long?
Twist.
Okay. And there's a kind that's not twisted, but it's long. What do you call that? It's just straight. I call it just a donut.
Bun? Honey bun?
Okay. Yeah, I have heard it called that too. Let's see. If you take a lump of donut dough and dip it with a spoon, you know, and then fry it in the deep fat without making a hole in it, what do you call that?
Would that be the hole of the donut?
Hole. No hole, we got cards now. I don't know. We used to make things like that when I was a camp counselor, but we never did have any name for it.
Yeah. I don't know what it'd be called.